Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They exercised their 2025.
That's right. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
They did not give Aaron Boone an extension today off the World Series, which is why I think what I said mattered. Because if they do lose Juan Soto, we've seen Aaron Boone, the manager without Juan Soto, not get to the World Series. So they did not tie themselves long term, because then it's going to come back to Aaron Boone, the strategist.
But it's also something the Yankees have done a lot with managers over the years. Because if you recall, when they fired Joe Girardi, which was a term that some people disagreed with me on, because they didn't fire him, his contract expired.
Yeah.
Kind of like what will happen with Aaron at the end of this season. They didn't bring him back. They didn't fire him. They're just like, yeah, we're good. We're going to go hire somebody else.
Yeah.
So it does seem like a part of the Hal Cashman strategy, even with Cashman himself, because remember last year his contract expired too, is to let these contracts expire and then say, all right, we're going to bring you back or not. But I think what we need to realize, what I need to realize, because trust me, I'm part of this too. I love breaking down managing decisions, right? We all do. Can you believe that he brought the lefty in? Can you believe that? I think what Brian Cashman is telling you in a very loud voice is all that strategy stuff, that's not how they decide who the manager is. That's not the number one thing in import when talking about managers.
But I think this year that's the case. I don't know if it's the case if it wasn't a... Like, you almost can't fire him. You almost have to just find the most benign way to say we're keeping him, because he just went to the World Series.
They got rid of Joe Girardi after getting to the seventh game of the ALCS, okay, in a year in which they didn't have expectations.
Okay, but it's still not a World Series.
You know what? You're right, but here's what may sound crazy. I think the Yankees getting to the seventh game of the ALCS in 2017 was a far more impressive, kind of shocking thing than the Yankees getting to the World Series now, only because the Yankees this year were expected to be a legitimate World Series contender. In 2017, their over-under was like 80.5. Mm. They weren't supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And yet they were good, and as an underdog,
He lifted the team.
Yes. And so I think when you say, hey, they can't fire him after the World Series, I would look back at the last time they got rid of a manager and say, they moved on from a manager who got to the seventh game of the LCS after the team had kind of been in the darkness for a few years.
It probably was like a lot of behind the scenes strife, might be too strong of a word, but just like friction.
You know what I think it was? Exactly what Brian said in the statement. Aaron Boone gets to his players. I don't think Joe Girardi was.
Yeah.
And so as long as Aaron Boone is showing up to work every day and has the respect of that locker room, and they look at him as a steadying presence, as Brian Cashman said, and has these incredible relationships that he fosters with his players, then they want him to be the manager.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing from a manager.
As long as they're still winning.
As long as they're not sucking, yes. Yeah. But that's the thing we can't measure. And I admit that. Like, I know it. Like, when we're breaking down all the moves that he makes, it's like, I don't know how he's handling relationship-wise with Giancarlo Stanton, but apparently that's what he does well, and I think that's the main reason that they exercise this option.
Yeah, but the timing of this announcement, I think, is very interesting, and it plays a little bit off
Friday news dump?
No. I think this tells you they're not getting Juan Soto.
Why?
Because if they don't get Juan Soto, and they announce Boone is coming back after that, there will be, you know, hellfire and brimstone. So on a Friday, you announce this, where people are angry, but not totally angry. We all expected it. Can you imagine they don't get Juan Soto and they go, but we got great news. Aaron Boone is
coming
back.
Do you want me to blow it up very quickly, your theory?
Because they have to do it before a certain date.
Yes, there's a 10-day window to exercise the option.
Not everybody knows that.
Oh, so you did know that?
I could see Tommy's back pain from reaching.
Yeah. Well, there's a 10-day period. They waited about 7.5 days. So why'd they wait 7.5 days? You know, were they thinking about it? Were they making him sweat? Were they going back and forth?
No, they were trying to dump it on a Friday.
Exactly. So the first thing I said.
Yes.
It's a Friday news dump.
Yes.
Look, Yankee fans, here's the truth. I want to make you feel better about something. The Yankees' success in 2025 is going to be about the players that your owner is willing to spend on and your general manager is keen enough to bring in. I don't think this manager is going to be the difference between you winning or you losing. He's a fine manager. He's an okay manager. He's a decent manager.
Right.
And the thing about decent managers is they don't make you and they don't break you. And that's what he is. So if you're a Yankee fan who's depressed about this, I'd say take a deep breath. If you're a Yankee fan who thinks this guy is Miller Huggins, take a deep breath. He's an average, solid manager. And they love him because of the connection he has with his players. Now, Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, go get better players.
Right.
How about that strategy?
Right. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
That's the key. Let's go to Alan in New Hyde Park. How are you, Alan?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been freaking. I'm not an Aaron Boone fan. Second of all, those speeches that you just read, Evan, were done by AI Chappett, in my opinion. That's how they were done. That's how they were done. So I don't believe anything that was just said by those two guys.
Those two guys
are tied to the hip. That's my opinion. I'm not over. You want
to? Okay. No, go ahead.
Give me one more comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not over the debacle that I witnessed in this World Series that you guys and all these hosts have gone over. Said and done. As far as Juan Soto, and I don't know where he's going, but let me just say this. I don't believe, in my opinion, that Hal doesn't care about championships. He cares about the dollar. So what I'm saying is two things. One, I don't know if he's going to put the money up that will be required to actually bring this player back, is point one. When I saw this guy play this year at the stadium and abroad with the Yankees, I didn't really realize how good he is. I was totally shown that this guy can handle anything put in front of him,
Alan,
especially in New York.
Alan, I got to commend you on something. So the first thing Alan said in his phone call was that was not written by the Yankees. It was written by AI.
Yeah, like ChatGPT. Give me a Aaron Boone's coming back speech.
I just did. So I'll read it to you. Alan gave me that idea. And I didn't listen to the rest of what he said. I apologize. I'm sure it was a great phone call, and I'm glad he got his opinion out there. I went on ChatGPT. And I asked, please write a press release on why Aaron Boone should be back as Yankees manager. So I'm going to read it to you, and you tell me if this is better than the Yankees press release.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
I tell you, Alan, you're a brilliant man. The New York Yankees managerial position is one of the most scrutinized roles in professional sports.
That was included?
And as the I swear to God.
I know, I'm just saying, that was included in there.
This is how it starts. I'm literally reading this from ChatGPT.
Now, it probably isn't taking what Cashman and the Yankees said into consideration.
I have no idea what they're doing, but
it's scraping so much data that it's definitely included what Cashman just
all
said.
I wrote, just so you know, full disclosures, all I wrote to ChatGPT was write a press release on why Aaron Boone should be back as manager of the Yankees.
This is definitely influenced by what was already put out there by the Yankees.
I'm just saying. By the way, this press release is like 50 pages long. It's amazing. The New York Yankees managerial position is one of the most scrutinized roles in professional sports. And as the team looks ahead to the 2025 season, there has been much debate surrounding the future of Aaron Boone. As we reflect on Boone's tenure as manager, it's clear that he has the leadership, experience, and passion to continue guiding the Yankees through the challenge of modern baseball. Boone's tenure, which began in 2018, has not been without its hurdles. But his consistent ability to adapt to this evolving landscape of the game and lead one of the most storied franchises in all of sports is undeniable. Here are the top reasons why Aaron Boone should return as manager. They did a Cinco de Mayo. Number one, consistent winning record. Under Boone's leadership, the Yankees have maintained a strong competitive presence in the American League.
Boring.
All right, let's get to number two. Developing and nurturing talent.
Okay, well, Aaron Judge, and tell me who else.
One of the most important aspects of Boone's managerial style.
For most of it.
One of the most important aspects of Boone's managerial style has been his ability to nurture young talent. Under his guidance, players like Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, and Nestor Cortez have blossomed into key contributors at the major league level. Boone's leadership has helped the Yankees develop a homegrown core of players, which is critical for sustaining long-term success. Number three, resilience and accountability. Despite the high expectations that come with managing a team like the Yankees, Boone has shown resilience in the face of adversity. Whether dealing with injuries, roster changes, or tough postseason losses, Boone has always remained calm and focused on the bigger picture. His ability to take responsibility, handle pressure, and communicate effectively with both players and the media has earned him the respect of the team and fan base alike. Yeah, there's like 10 more reasons. Commitment to winning championships, strong leadership and communication, modernizing the Yankees' approach, and then there's the conclusion. In conclusion, in the high-pressure environment of New York, success is often measured by championships, but it's important to recognize the broader picture. Aaron Boone has proven himself to be an effective, adaptable, and resilient manager who consistently puts his team in a position to succeed. His track record speaks for itself, and his leadership and vision for the Yankees' future remains invaluable. As the Yankees look to a new season ahead, Aaron Boone's experience, commitment, and ability to lead this team make him the right choice to continue as manager of the New York Yankees.
Very well said, Brian Cashman. ChatGPT.
I think ChatGPT did a better job than the Yankees.
Well, it was more thorough.
It was very thorough. Did that change your opinion on him, Sean?
No. He's still not a strategist, and he stinks.
But they were pretty good.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.